There's a battle in D.C. over plans for the district's opioid settlement funds. The money is meant to ease the addiction crisis. Reporter Rachel Spears with our partner KFF Health News explains why some recovery advocates say the funds are not being used as intended.
Frustration and outrage. That's what Queen Adesui felt when they learned about D.C.'s plan to use opioid settlement cash as a budget stopgap.
These funds were awarded to D.C. for very specific reasons.
Adesui is a consultant for organizations who provide services to people who use drugs. Adesui says using opioid funds to replace spending that was already planned is unlawful. One issue for addiction recovery advocates is $2.3 million being redirected for D.C.'s contribution to Medicaid. That's the health insurance program for low-income people and an ongoing cost for the city. The Department of Behavioral Health told KFF Health News it's committed to meeting, quote, all statutory requirements for the settlement funds, and has said some will be used to counter opioid addiction. Chad Jackson hoped the newest settlement funds could be used to expand addiction services. He chairs D.C.'s Opioid Abatement Advisory Commission.
This money is vitally important for helping the people that are caught up in this overdose crisis.
Councilmember Christina Henderson and Attorney General Brian Schwab sent a letter expressing concern that the fund is being used for unauthorized purposes.
That was reporter Rachel Spears with our partner KFF Health News.